So how did you find out about Olsen being fired?
How? Gus called me and talked to him. And then obviously, you know, went through and talked to Ole and then talked to Hackett. And, you know, it's kind of obviously unfortunate. You know, think the world of Ole as, you know, a guy and as a football mind, extremely intelligent, learned a ton of football from him. You know, it's unbelievably unfortunate. You know, he taught me a lot and did a lot of good for this organization. You know, but things happen, things change. And just because, you know, I think there's been a move made or a switch has happened doesn't mean we're all of a sudden going to start putting up numbers offensively and winning games. You know, we still have to go out and find a way to execute and still, you know, eliminate the stuff that's been happening for the previous 7 weeks.
Does it come as a shock when it first happens because you guys do work so much together?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. And, you know, anytime there's change like that and there's a big mix-up, you know, it's going to be, you know, shocking and, you know, a little bit just it's different. You know, it's a change, and that's exactly what it is. It's different. It's something to adjust to and figure out, but we still got 9 games to play and a lot of football.
Were you and Greg always on the same page on some calls, game plan, in-game adjustments?
Right. Stuff? Yeah, I think so for the most part. I mean, we spent a lot of time together, and, you know, he worked his tail off. And putting those plans together and then installing them and trying to make sure the whole offense is on the same page. You know, so I thought, you know, both he and I spent a lot of time together and worked hard to make sure we were on the same page and thinking the same thing. You know, and then it just, you know, we weren't able to, I guess, put things together on the field.
What adjustment tweaks would you like to see or anticipate seeing from going from here?
Yeah, you know, I think Hackett's got a good plan. He's got a good vision. We went through it this morning and talked about some different things he wanted to do. You know, definitely just clean up some attention to details and stay on top of that and be more specific with some stuff and, you know, try and find out who we are and what we do well.
This is your third coordinator in 3 years. Is there a part of you that goes, oh, gosh, here we go again, or – because it's Nate, a guy that you allegedly have a good relationship with, does that sort of diminish it in any way?
Yeah. You know, I think that definitely helps out, I think. You know, the whole 3 coordinators in 3 years, you know, it's, you know, I don't know if I can say that. You know, obviously it matters, right? You want to be able to stay with the guy and have continuity and all that. But, you know, I'll play, you know, as hard as I can for whoever's coaching me. And you know, I think I am fortunate to have Nathaniel Hackett be that guy now because we have, you know, been together for a year and a half now, created a really good relationship and feel as though, you know, it's an open forum as far as communication and can talk about anything. And I think we can get a lot of things done.
Like when you say the relationship really, why is that? What is that? What does that mean?
Well, I think, I mean, really for a year and a half now, we've spent, you know, hours and hours and hours together every single day. You know, in his office, which is a glorified closet in the back of the building. So, you know, it's the time we've spent together. You know, I think it's the things we've been through together, the things we talk about all the time. It's a really good relationship.
Greg's background as a quarterback's coach, was there ever any mixed messages between Hackett and him just of how your approach was?
Right. No. And, you know, I think all the credit to Nathaniel for that. You know, he understood that he was the quarterback coach and Greg Olsen was the coordinator. And Nathaniel's job was to relay Greg's message the way he wanted it interpreted and relayed to me and the quarterbacks and make sure we were on the same page. And I thought Nathaniel did a great job of that.
Obviously, there were a lot of issues offensively, but do you feel personally responsible at all for Ole?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, if I would have, you know, I guess played good, better, the way I should, whatever you want to say, there would never be a coordinator switch. We'd still be here with Jed Fish, I guess. So I think, you know, it's always it's on the quarterback, it's on the offense, you know, because if you would play good, nobody'd have to get fired, nobody'd have to get cut. But that didn't happen, and, you know, unfortunately somebody's got to take the blame for it, and, you know, nowhere near was it all Greg Olsen's fault.
Excuse me, one thing Greg and Gus have said is they needed to simplify the run game and, you know, simplify this. Do you guys need to expand the package a little bit in terms of so defenses just can't hone in on a couple things?
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be different. You know, I think it'll be a lot of fun to go through this week and go through for the first time planning with Nathaniel and seeing how he does that, trying to attack different things. And you know, I think for sure that's one thing that, you know, defense, on a weekly basis, you won't be able to tell it what we're doing. You know, I think as far as formations and different things we're doing out of that. So I think there'll definitely be a lot of stuff off of it.
What's the challenge this week between him installing things, new things, and getting ready for an opponent?
You know, obviously he's going to keep it pretty much what we've been doing the same. There'll be a couple changes here and there. And, you know, a lot, we had a good system and a lot of complex things that Ole had installed, and we're going to use that. We're going to use a lot of it. You know, might minimize it down a little bit and shrink some packages. But we're going to use a lot of the stuff we already have and just try and use some of it differently.
What do you see in Marcus Peters when you study the Chiefs and their secondary?
Yeah, obviously a talented bunch for sure. A good defense is going to be a tough place to play in Kansas City. I think that'll always be a factor. But, you know, I think it's going to come down to, you know, what we talk about every week, us not shooting ourselves in the foot and finding ways to execute.
Like, how much of it, the problems do you put on play calling or player performance? And if most of it's on player performance, does it matter?
Right. Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, it's, you could say, well, he was calling bad plays, or you could say he was calling perfectly fine plays. You just weren't executing them. You know, so I don't know. We'll never know. Well, you know, what we were doing wasn't necessarily working. And it wasn't, you know, that it was a bad play call or that it was all the players not executing. I think it was just a combination of a lot of things not working and not coming together every single Sunday. So, you know, I think it's finding, you know, ways throughout the week to do what we do well and do it a lot on Sunday.
So, like, gives you a lot of confidence that things are going to change?
You know, I guess just being optimistic. I think you could sit here and say, you know, give you the same old speech of we're trying to get better and we're working on things, and we are. But I think to sit here at 2-5 and give you that whole spiel is a bit naive. And you know, I think you have to be realistic with it and understand that, you know, what we're doing isn't working. It hasn't worked. So you got to do something different, and we're figuring that out, and we're going to try and find something different this week.
Like, you've had a lot of stuff flying at you, you know, piles up. Can you, in the middle of the season, can you hit the reset button?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I look forward to that. Whether this in some way, shape, or form was that, you know, in this move and Nathaniel coming in as kind of, you know, the spark plug of the offense, you know, and that's kind of his personality. That's what he is. He's a little ball of energy. So I think it'll be good. It'll be good to have that. And we'll find out. We got nine games left, a lot of football to go. We're 1-1 in our division, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Because he's the quarterback's coach, you spend more time with him one-on-one than you did with Olsen?
Generally
how it works all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, anyway. You know, I don't know. Maybe some places are different, but, you know, usually the coordinator's got to do a lot of game planning and stuff like that. So it was usually us with Nathaniel a lot.
What can you do mechanically with a little bit of extra time this week, one extra practice together? Can you do anything, or
mid-season
is just too good?
Yeah, no, I'll definitely try and get that fixed up. I got Adam coming in this afternoon, so I'll throw with him today and tomorrow, and hopefully we'll try and, you know, tighten some things up and, you know, get back to, you know, the way I was throwing the ball the most efficient.
Do you feel confident this change can help you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it, and it's, you know, it's just being able to be on the same page with Nathaniel, I think, and him, you know, getting his message and his vision across to the whole offense, I think is good, and I think it's something I'm excited for and something he's going to do a good job of as far as, you know, standing up there and installing plays and making sure everybody understands why is this play being called, who are we trying to attack, and where should the ball go on each and every single play versus all the looks.
When did you call Adam and set that whole thing up?
We've been talking. It was kind of, you know, when you get a chance to see, you know, how things are going, do it bye week, do it Thursday night week, whatever. Let's find time, and it's kind of, you know, like anything else, when you struggle at doing what you're supposed to do all the time, you know, I think you try and fix it as quickly as possible rather than let it get worse. So I'll try and take care of that.
Is this as tough as football has ever been for you? You know, just in the questions you're getting, the struggles on the field. I mean, have you ever had a stretch like this?
Yeah, no, football's never really been all that hard. I think you go through things like this, and if you're fortunate enough to have you know, the people that I guess believe in you enough and give you enough time to kind of work through it, then you're unbelievably lucky. And I feel that way in this organization and on this team. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working through this, you know, as best as possible and doing it with Nathaniel and the rest of the group of guys in this locker room.
Just a big last one. Brock Bryant's saying there, we play and you're playing well, you're playing with swagger. How hard are you beating yourself up? And who you're leaning on to kind of dig out of it.
Yeah, you know, we talked about, I've had a conversation with Gus about, you know, how do you have confidence? Do you have confidence because of success, or is confidence just stem from positive self-talk? So I think finding different ways, and I think you could find people that agree with both and disagree with one or the other. But I think it's both. I think you have to know how to motivate yourself and get yourself rolling. And then obviously when you go out there and prove that what you're doing is successful and the right thing and it works, then, you know, I think kind of unconsciously that, you know, that gives you the confidence to go do it every week.
What does Adam work with you specifically? Is there certain things he works with you on that Tom doesn't? Or
No, it's the same. Tom's just old, so he can't fly.
So you're just going to work on... Is it upper body, lower body?
No, yeah, it would just be all lower body stuff, and, okay. You know, that'll correlate and get everything tightened up top.